Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
The Word of God from Numbers chapter 21, verses 7 through 9. The people came to Moses and said, "We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us." So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then, when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived. To get healed from a snake bite, you look to a snake? It seems crazy, but it worked because God had promised that it would. God didn't take away the poisonous snakes. Instead, he dealt with the poison. And that is what he's done for you and for me regarding the poisonous snake called sin. Has that snake bitten you this week? A better question would be, how horribly has sin bitten you this week? That's more accurate, right? God gives help for the poison of sin. Jesus talked about it in John chapter 3 when he said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." God's answer to sin was to charge Jesus with all of those sins and put Jesus on a cross to pay for them. When Jesus died, he paid for sin in full. Everyone who looks to Jesus and trusts in him for forgiveness is healed for their sin, just as everyone who looked at the bronze snake in Moses' day were healed of their snake bite. So, keep your eyes on Jesus and trust that through him, you really are healed of your sin. O Savior, forgive me for underestimating the horror of sin. Lead me back to your cross over and over, that you might continue to assure me that I've been healed by your work, that indeed I've been healed forever. Lead me to live in the confidence of forgiveness and to reflect your joy to those around me. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com. Click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.